We're so blessed to see you, to have some of you back in the house. I know you were here this week, but I'm sorry I missed you. We bless you guys. Bless all of you. Thanks for coming into the house of the Lord. Today we've come here to meet somebody. Amen?
Amen.
It's the presence of the living God. Do we come expecting to meet living God this morning? He is so good to us. Amen. So those of you in the house, those of you watching on video, we bless you all. We just welcome you into the presence today. We ask you to stand as we prepare to worship. God, we thank you, Father, for bringing us to the tent of meeting this morning. And God, may we be, Father, like Joshua, that would even when Moses would be out doing his ministry among the people, that he would remain in the tent of meeting because he wanted to remain in the presence of the Lord. Can I hear an amen, church? Let's get this going. We have come into the tent of meeting today to worship you, God. Father, we thank you, Lord. You are great. You are amazing. You are so powerful. Father, the enemy has been defeated, and death could not hold you down. So today, Father, we're going to lift our voice in victory. We're going to make our praises loud. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. We're going to do that this morning. We bless you today in Jesus' name. Amen. Worship with us, everyone.
The enemy has been defeated. Death couldn't hold you down. We're gonna lift our voice in victory. We're gonna make your praises loud. 'Cause the enemy's been defeated, and death couldn't hold you down. We're gonna lift our voice in victory. We're gonna make your praises loud. 'Cause the enemy's been defeated, and death couldn't hold you down. We're gonna lift our in victory, we're gonna make your praises loud. 'Cause the enemy's been defeated, death couldn't hold you down. We're gonna lift our voice in victory, we're gonna make your praises loud. 'Cause the enemy's been defeated, death couldn't hold you down. We're gonna lift our voice in victory, we're gonna make your name up, we lift your name up. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Shout unto God with a voice of praise. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. We lift your name up, we lift your name up. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Shout unto God with a voice of praise. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. We lift your name up, we lift your name. To God with a voice of triumph, shout unto God with a voice of praise, shout unto God with a voice of triumph. We lift your name up, we lift your name up. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph, shout unto God with a voice of praise, shout unto God with a voice of triumph. We lift your name up, we lift your name up. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph, shout unto God with a voice of praise, shout unto God with a voice of triumph. We lift your name up, we lift your name up.
Brought me in, oh, his love for me.
You unravel me with a melody. You surround me with a song of deliverance for my enemies, till all my fears are gone. And I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. From my mother's womb, you have chosen me. Love has called. Of the Father, I am surrounded by songs of deliverance, liberated from our enemies. We're the sons and the daughters. Let us sing our freedom.
So I could stand. God, I thank you that there's a fresh breath available to us every day. I thank you, God, that all we need to do is turn our hearts and our minds to you, God, and we can drink from the living water. I thank you, God, that I thank you for your loving kindness, God. I can't help but think about it this morning that it says, yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you. And again, I will build you, and you shall be rebuilt. It goes on to say, for I will turn their mourning into joy, and I will comfort them, and make them rejoice rather than sorrow. And I will fill to the full the soul of the priests with abundance. And my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, says God. Lord, I thank you that your heart is always towards us. Even in times of difficulty, whether it's in our personal lives or in this nation, in our families, God, your loving kindness is always towards us. It doesn't even matter where we're at in our life, because that passage came from when Israel essentially had divorced God. They had broken their covenant with God, but God was looking at them with an everlasting love, and he was looking at them with a desire to restore and a desire to never break his covenant. He just never does. He just never turns his face from us. He never turns away. His desire is for us to rise up. His desire is for us to be obedient. Sometimes that's a part of your love that we don't understand, because it requires something on our part. It requires spending time with you. It requires turning our attention to you. It requires trusting you when we have no idea what's going on. It's a decision that we make, and you fulfill every single promise that you've made to us. You fulfill it. All we need to do is turn toward you and say, yes, Lord, establish it in my heart. Your word says that you deliver me out of all of my troubles. Your word says that you heal all of my diseases. Your word says that you pursue me, that you have chosen me. Your word says that you have shed your blood for me, that my sins would be far removed, that I could come to the forefront of grace all the time, and I can approach the throne of grace boldly. Come on. There's just a way continually. And God knew how short, how we wouldn't be able to meet that standard. So he sent the very thing he loved the most. He loved his son. He sent his son to die for us, that we could be in that place of an eternal covenant, of a place that we're forgiven if we just turn our heart toward him, if we just say yes to him. And God, I pray right now that you fill to the full every person in this house with your goodness. That wherever people have wronged you, wherever things have been done to you, whatever's making you feel whatever's separating you from his complete love, I pray right now that you receive the loving kindness of God, the love that never fails. Right now, God, I just pray, Holy Spirit, just release a love into this house. And into every home that is listening, and into every home that's not listening, that you would just come by a supernatural move of God and just come into our hearts right now, and we would know who we are, that we would know that we're accepted, that we would know that we are loved, regardless of what's going on, regardless of what people have said or done or how we feel, that we would just know that we're so loved by God. Lord, we love you so much, and we thank you, Lord Jesus. I ask, Holy Spirit, you come and rest in this house. God, that you crack open every hard heart and every area of our heart that we have protected. And God, right now, I just prophesy to hearts to be open to receive the word and to receive the fullness of what God has for you, to receive the inheritance. You are a commissioned bride of Christ. You are commissioned. And authority comes in the commissioning. So Lord, we thank you, God. We just ask that you would come and rest here today. Rest on our hearts. That everything that's going on outside would just, for a moment, just be blocked out in Jesus' name. And that the word of God penetrate our souls. Lord, we bless you. We thank you, God, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. I guess I can't have you greet each other, so I guess you can just sit. Nobody can see what you guys are doing, so...